This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, moving on. The economy is changing. We all know that. And change, as we also all know, is hard. That gets us to contract talks at Verizon and the 40,000 or so employees there who could go on strike starting tomorrow morning following 10 months of contract negotiations. Marketplace's Nova Sappho reports that at the center of the whole thing is Verizon's change from a traditional phone company to something completely different.
The best way to explain where Verizon is headed is to look at what happened after Hurricane Sandy. Lots of Verizon's old copper phone lines got ripped out. The company didn't even bother to replace those lines in some areas, offering wireless as an alternative.
If Verizon could wave a magic wand and get rid of all of their wireline service overnight, they would do it.
Telecom analyst Jeff Kagan says that's because the number of people who pay for wired phone lines is declining. Verizon says that business now makes up less than a third of its revenues. But the company says wireline workers are expensive. They're unionized, part of a legacy business, and it's those unions that Verizon has struggled with.
The industry is changing, and Verizon can't continue to pay what they've been paying if the business continues to shrink.
Verizon's unions say the business doesn't have to shrink. Unionized workers are responsible for the company's modern fiber optics network, and the unions argue that the company should expand that network. Ian Olgerson of SNL Kagan says Verizon's not likely to do that.
They appear to have lost the appetite for further expansion of fiber to the home.
Instead, the company has been investing in mobile content. It bought AOL, started a video streaming service, and now it's rumored to be preparing a bid for Yahoo. Wireline is in the rearview mirror. Olgerson says even the fiber optics network might not be the solution unionized workers are hoping for.
A fiber network essentially has fewer things to break.
Which means, he says, fewer people needed to maintain it. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.